A bad grow? He asked, looking surprised. Are you saying they didn't recycle? Why not? I shrugged. I'm not a bio. Feigning ignorance as a recruit was usually effective, but not this time. He stared at me, his expression changing into a frown. He pulled back, taking his hands off me as if I was some kind of plague victim, or maybe a rabid dog. Orderly, get this man some water.
I already did. It's in his hand, and he's drinking it.
Mattis gave him an acid glance. The orderly wasn't dumb, because he nodded and stood up.
I'll go look for some in the back of the station, he said.
The orderly vanished. Specialist Mattis watched him leave, then turned back to me. He leaned close, then froze. We both heard a metallic click. It was the sound of my snap rifle. I'd pulled the bolt back and planted the muzzle against his chest. The bio glanced down at it, then met my eye. So, it's you, he said. Recruit McGill is the fugitive. They didn't give us the name. They say you're crazy, soldier. Did you know that?
Why, exactly?
He looked a little confused by that one. Because you murdered Centurion Thompson, and you're holding on to a bad grow.
Murdered?
I asked, smiling faintly.
How can you murder someone if they're already back to life? Isn't she up on Corvus, complaining about me?
No. She doesn't remember what happened, but she may in time. There were two orderlies who reported you. They found her body. They said you were crazy and a bad grow, that you had to be recycled.
Recycled.
Every time I heard that word, I found I liked it even less.
Recycling me would be murder, I said. That's just the kind of excuse they need to have me accidentally permed.
What do you mean?
I've pissed off my Primus and Centurion Thompson.
I think you need to let us do what we must. Don't you want a new body that operates properly?
This one has done pretty well, I said. But in truth, I was feeling sick. I wasn't sure if that was due to heat stroke or a bad grow, but I knew it was true. I decided it didn't matter. I couldn't take the risk of being permed by some overzealous bio on Corvus who had an accident with my data.
Are you going to shoot me, or let me work on you? The bio asked. He stared at me as if he didn't care which it was. Maybe he really didn't care. If I shot him, at least he'd be out of this hellhole. I knew that a few guys had quietly offed themselves already. They figured a regrow back on Corvus was better than waiting here to be eaten by angry lizards. The officers would lean on them for that, of course. It was bad for morale. I lowered my rifle. I took a deep breath and another swallow of water. The bio, for all his bravado, looked relieved. He sat down next to me. You said you don't think they'll revive you on Corvus if you die down here? What's so bad they'd perm you? I looked at him, wondering which crime I should confess. Shooting Galactics? Messing with revival units? Which was worse? After a moment of thinking, I decided to confess to more recent crimes. They made more sense, and I knew that not every bio agreed the secrets were worth the violation of their oath to heal the injured. I was ordered to retrieve the data storage of a stolen revival unit. I did so. Without it, many troops would have been permed. That list could have included you, I might add, if you'd stayed in that chamber and been slaughtered with the others. Mattis frowned. I could tell he didn't like what I was telling him. After a moment, he motioned for me to keep talking. I did as I was ordered, I said, leaving out the part about volunteering for the job. When I got back and delivered the unit, Thompson was upset. I'd partially dismantled the unit, and she thought I'd seen too much of her specialized tech, I guess. She tried to take me out. I resisted. Successfully. He nodded slowly. Thompson has always been a little on the overzealous side, he said.
All of the people who operate the revival units are like that. Those machines, they're more valuable than everything else this Legion has combined. Did you know that?
Yeah, I said. I'm sure that we're all expendable in comparison. We should all be permed as far as Thompson is concerned.
It's not that. I'm sure she was upset that the unit was lost and not retrieved intact. You were involved as a guard, right? That would make you partially at fault.
I nodded, seeing the logic in that. Thompson had wanted to kill me. Maybe she'd been blaming me for the loss of our greatest piece of tech.
Mattis worked at his tapper thoughtfully. I think I can help. She doesn't remember anything about what happened. Maybe the next time you meet, you can make a better impression on her.
I thought about that. With water in my hand and cool air blowing in my face, I found I was able to get my mind working again. Whatever had come over me seemed to be fading.
Okay, I'll try, I said. What about the orderlies that are accusing me of murder?
He got up and touched my shoulder.
Just let me talk to them. I have a good relationship, better than most. They see lots of strange things on the job. They know when to clam up for the good of the team. He left me then, and I wished him luck in my head. I thought about what he'd said. Yes, I could imagine the orderly saw lots of strange things in Legion Varus. I got up, swayed for a moment, then picked up my helmet and snap rifle. I began slowly walking up to the surface. I could hear the distinctive sounds of battle now. I had to get back to my unit. I had high hopes that Specialist Mattis would convince the orderlies to drop the whole thing, but I had the feeling that wasn't going to fix all my problems. I'd burned too many bridges with too many people, and many of them, it seemed, were out to burn me in return.
Chapter 30.
Once the juggers started coming, it seemed they would never stop. They came in waves of about 40 beasts each time. I wasn't up top for the first wave, which was easily repelled, but by the second wave they seemed to be getting smarter. They came in every opening in the walls at once, not just randomly, without coordination. It took a lot of firepower to take even a single jugger down. By concentrating from our entrenched positions, we were able to do it easily when they came through one at a time. By the third wave, they were charging in every breach at the same time, running full speed. The first one or two monsters went down in a hail of fire, but the next ones scrambled over the dead and rushed forward. The piling bodies even seemed to help them, providing more cover for the next group. I was there for the third wave, the one that reached our lines. It was strange to watch our positions being overrun. They were right on top of us, blotting out the twin suns for a moment of lavender shade. Up close, my snap rifle wasn't much good. I could put out an eye or hammer away until I destroyed a monster's gullet so thoroughly it couldn't breathe and died from catastrophic blood loss, but really, it was the weaponeers that did most of the killing. A weaponeer named Lund was nearby, protected by a fire team of five recruits, including Keevy and me. We were there to distract as much as anything else. When the juggers overran us, dipping down their massive jaws to snatch up and chew, I tried to get a big golden-scaled monster's attention, but failed. Keevy hammered rounds into the thing's face, tearing apart a huge flaring nostril that fountained blood. She was next to me one second, and then she was gone. She'd been eaten while I'd survived. I fought harder for a while after that. For some reason, every time they killed a friend, I became a little crazy for a few minutes. Even though I knew the dead would live again, I was still angry. Then the next snapping set of jaws came down. I was lying on my back now, staring up at four juggers with alien, pitiless eyes. Their tails lashed excitedly, and their jaws dripped gore. They'd torn apart the recruit they'd managed to snap up out of the demolished building we were sheltering in, and were now returning to the spot, eager for more. When the jaws came down for me, I was firing, of course, but the chattering rifle didn't seem to be having much effect. At the last moment, I thrust my rifle up into the beast's mouth. I didn't know what else to do. It wasn't designed to have the killing power it needed to penetrate that much bone. The jaws snapped shut early, and the huge head withdrew, taking my snap rifle with it. I was hauled up into a standing position by the strap, which was still wrapped around my arm. I got a close look at the monster that had me. The scales were bright red, almost a crimson, and there was a long, old, ridged scar of gray skin running up its gut. At some point in this monster's past, it had been badly injured. I was inches from the Jugger's deadly maw. Dangling and cursing, I managed to slip free and fall back into shelter before the monster could dismember me. I jeered at the lizard, which was still trying desperately to eat me. "Retreat!" shouted Weaponeer Lund. He'd been firing his belcher, and I'd been too busy to wonder why. Now I didn't bother. Like the rest of them, I slithered down into the drilled holes and fell into the tunnels below. The Juggers caught one more recruit by the foot and took him apart before we could make it to safety. The Weaponeer was on his comm link, reporting in. "We lost 12. Repeat, Bunker 12 is gone. We've retreated underground.